This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Republicans on Capitol Hill have unveiled their plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, in broad brushstrokes. They would limit federal funding for Medicaid and set up a system of tax credits to encourage people to buy their own health insurance. To help us understand how this plan could affect people in New York and New Jersey, we've invited Joel Cantor and Jonathan LaMantia to join us. Joel, let's start with you as director for the Rutgers Center for State Health Policy. I imagine you've been waiting for these details. What stands out to you as maybe the three most significant changes proposed in the bill when it comes to New Jersey?
So New Jersey, like New York, expanded Medicaid, making many, many more people eligible for coverage. Under the proposed reform, over time, the funding available to keep the expanded population on the program will decline sharply, putting the state in a really tough fiscal position to try to sustain coverage for its low-income population. So that, I would say, is number one. Number two, and this is true across the country, the way the subsidies will flow for people whose incomes are too high for Medicaid, that shifts a lot of the money sort of up the income scale, if you will. So people who probably bought insurance before on their own dime, could afford it, will now get some subsidy. And people who could never afford it on their own, who've been really helped by the income-targeted subsidies in the Affordable Care Act, will not be able to afford coverage anymore. And probably across the country, millions will drop coverage, and certainly in New Jersey, tens of thousands will be forced to drop coverage.
And Jonathan LaMantia, you report on healthcare for Crane's New York Business. Are you seeing the same issues popping up here in New York?
I think it's very similar. I mean, New York State has already put out estimates. Governor Cuomo's office has said that it could repeal of the Affordable Care Act, based on their estimates, could result in a $3.7 billion budget hit to state government. And I agree that in New York, I think the biggest takeaway is really this shift toward tax credits based on age rather than based on income, which will definitely hit those who are lower income the hardest. Also, because of the way that insurers will be able to charge premiums that are five times higher to older Americans than younger Americans, up from 3-to-1 under the current system. This could lead to folks who are maybe pre-Medicare age but still buying insurance. This could make premiums a lot more expensive for them.
So it sounds as though lawmakers, state lawmakers, would face a huge hole in terms of Medicaid coverage, if I'm hearing you correctly. Joel, let me come first to you. Does that mean services would be cut unless politicians decide to raise taxes? Who are the biggest winners and losers in this proposal in New Jersey?
Well, the biggest winners are those that want to see the federal government spend less on health care for the poor. The losers are states in general, governors, taxpayers at the state level, and very likely the Medicaid beneficiaries and the healthcare providers who serve them.
John, what about hospitals? I read they aren't too happy with the Republican plan. Why is that?
No, they're not. So many hospitals in New York State rely on Medicaid funding. So if the Medicaid program in New York State is being shorted, then they could see lower reimbursement. I saw a report in Politico that hospital profit margins are at their highest levels since before the 2009 recession. And so they don't want anything to end that period of prosperity for the ones that are doing well. The ones that are doing poorly in New York State are largely in areas like Central and Eastern Brooklyn, where they're heavily reliant on Medicaid. New York City Health and Hospitals, the city's public health system, is also heavily reliant on Medicaid. So this is really a doomsday scenario for them.
One of the most contentious issues surrounding the Affordable Care Act was the funding or defunding of Planned Parenthood. Where does that stand with this new bill from the Republicans on Capitol Hill?
It freezes funds and prevents federal funding from going to certain classes of providers. And when you read the details of what classes they're talking about, it's really Planned Parenthood. Really any nonprofit provider that provides abortion services, even though those abortion services were never funded with federal funds. This would further remove funding from those providers, and by those providers, it's mainly Planned Parenthood.
You know, another interesting part of the proposal is that is this idea that people couldn't use subsidies to help afford their health insurance if they select a plan, if they want a plan that covers elective abortions. So that's a, you know, that's a proposal that I think, you know, probably was put forward by, you know, the more conservative wing of the Republican Party. But you know, that's going to result in a lot fewer people, I would think, ending up with plans that cover elective abortions. But again, this is, you know, this is an early draft. I think like Obamacare, which went through many iterations and negotiations, you know, this is just the first of many discussions on what will be in there and what will be negotiated out.
Jonathan LaMantia is healthcare reporter at Crain's New York Business. Joel Cantor runs the Rutgers Center for State Health Policy. Thank you, gentlemen, both.
Thank you.
Thanks.